This is Gorgeous Lives, brought to you by Radio Gorgeous.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
Ciao, I'm Simona Barbieri from HubDot. We are passionate about helping you connect through the power of storytelling. So here's a HubDot story to inspire you.
I would like to welcome the first speaker for tonight. Please welcome Sajda Mughal.
Good evening, ladies and gents. I did spot a few gents in the audience. Good evening, my name is Sajda Mughal. July the 7th, 2005 was a normal working day for me. I was 22. Ever since I graduated and to the previous day, July the 6th, 2005, I made sure I sat on the first carriage of the Piccadilly Tube line. On July the 7th, 2005, I was running late for work. I did not manage to sit on that first carriage. Had I wouldn't be stood here today. Jermaine Lindsay was on that carriage, and he detonated his bomb, killing himself and 26 others. The explosion was 10 seconds into my journey, and it's the biggest bang I've ever heard. The train shook. I froze. People started to scream. People started to bang on the doors, trying to break the doors and the glass. People were hurt. The lights had gone out. Black smoke started to fill up the carriage. I thought we were going to die. I thought the next train would be leaving King's Cross. It would collide with our train, and there would be a massive explosion and a fireball. And I thought we would all be burnt to death. I thought of my family. I thought that I hadn't said goodbye. I was preparing myself for death. I hadn't said bye to my loved ones, to my partner. I hadn't got married. I hadn't had children. I hadn't traveled the world. It felt as if a noose was around my heart and it was being tightened. 40 minutes passed until I heard that voice, that male voice. "It's police. We're coming to get you." The noose around my heart became looser. I got through my front door at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I was unable to contact loved ones as the mobile networks were down. I remember to this day, 10 years on, opening my front door, slamming it shut, drawing the curtains, making sure I didn't put the television on or the radio, wanting to be in the dark, and just curling up on the sofa and breaking down. Knowing that I had survived a bomb in London was shocking. But knowing that it had been carried out in the name of my religion, Islam, was an even bigger shock to me. Being a Muslim, I know it clearly states taking one innocent life is as if you have taken the whole of humanity and mankind. And so clearly these bombers had been manipulated and brainwashed. Who manipulated these bombers? How could we have prevented 7/7? And more so, where were the mums who would never have wanted their children to commit suicide and to take the innocent lives of others? Something had to be done, and my life would change. I quit the city to work with the women's charity Jan Trust, and we provide a center, a safe haven. We work with women from marginalized communities, raising awareness and tackling issues like violence against women, counter-terrorism, and we encourage women's rights. What best place to start with than with those who can make that difference, who want to protect their children, the mums? Did you know that 93% of Muslim mothers lack basic IT skills? 92% of them don't know what radicalization is or what online radicalization is. Well, until 2009, I didn't either. Through the Jan Trust, I developed the world's only program working specifically with Muslim mothers to tackle the issue of online radicalization. And what that does, it takes them on a journey to go online. We expose them to the issue of online radicalization, and we provide them with the counter narratives so that they can channel their child's grievances in a positive way. When we show them extremist material online, these mothers are shocked. They didn't realize that this material exists. I work with schools, I work with at-risk individuals and those who are radicalized. One young girl told me, I gave her hope of a positive future. She no longer is on the pathway of extremism. Tonight, ladies and gents, I am a yellow dot. I need your help. Due to the lack of funding, my charity, the Jan Trust, faces closure in April. What does that mean? Young people will remain at risk. Marginalized women will be suffering in silence from violence, from abuse, from isolation, from depression, and they will be suffering alone. Muslim mums will be helpless against the radicalization of their children, and these young people may slip through the net. On July the 7th, we lost 52 innocent lives. This cannot happen again. As a yellow dot, I'm asking for your help. My idea is tried, tested, and works. I'm looking for that connection to keep it going. Would I turn the clock back? Would I get on that very same tube? Yes, because of what I am doing today, because of the difference it is making. Because I hear mums tell me face to face, you have saved our families. Please go out there and save more families. Thank you, ladies and gents.
Thank you, Sajda.
Radio Gorgeous.
And now welcome on stage, in order, Giovanna, Hannah, Debbie, Caroline, Lee, Bridget, and Claire.
My name's Giovanna. I have to read this because I have a memory like a sieve, so you have to forgive me. I became a PA at 19, and I launched my own PR business at 26. At 42, the R disappeared, which is where my story begins. As a child, my brother Vincent and I were very close, and routinely I would set him up for trouble, and he vowed that one day he would extract a friendly revenge. I was grateful for the friendly. Vincent grew up to become a GP, and he noticed that his female patients often returned after a failed treatment for urinary tract infection. He realized that hit and miss pee into a tube method of urine collection, you know those little tubes, was failing his patients and his ability to treat UTI. So he created PZ Midstream, a revolutionary urine collection system that's hygienic, accurate, and can save the NHS around 52 million on reduced retesting. All those saved appointments, all those saved lab costs, even before the cost of the repeat appointments or accurate prescribing is accounted for. With antibiotic resistance on the rise, the latter has enormous currency today. In 2006, together we raised investment and launched Forte Medical. Vincent remained a full-time GP and company advisor. I closed my PR agency, the R fell off, and I spearheaded research, development, design, marketing, and now sales to the NHS, the private sector, and more recently the USA. So Vincent's revenge has been extracted quite well. From PA to PR to simple P, I have most unexpectedly and happily become a healthcare pioneer and manufacturess. Thank you. Like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by.
Thank you for listening.
Join us at one of our events and on our digital piazza. Pick a dot, a mindset, share your story, and let Dot Alchemy guide you towards the people, the content that inspire you most. No labels, just stories. See you on hubdot.com.
Radio Gorgeous.